But first, as the state grapples with a surge in coronavirus cases and hospitalizations, health officials have emphasized the needs for Arizonans to be on their best behavior. That means following CDC guidelines for social distancing by avoiding crowds, by keeping a safe 6 feet of distance between yourself and others, and when that's not possible, wearing a face mask. The last recommendation has garnered plenty of attention here in Arizona, and here to explain why is our own Ben Giles. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Lauren.
Okay, so what's been driving this conversation around masks here?
It's pretty simple. It's the case growth. If we weren't looking at these hockey stick-like graphs showing a sharp increase in the number of new cases every 24 hours and increases in the percent of those tested who come back positive, I really doubt we'd be talking about masks so much. But what the health experts are telling us is that those graphs look so bad because not enough people are behaving safely.
Why do they think people aren't following these guidelines here? Like, is this that people aren't taking the pandemic seriously enough?
So one thing I did hear in the past few days is there's an acknowledgement of coronavirus fatigue. People are just tired of dealing with this. But those same experts say that this is a marathon, not a sprint. You've got to keep vigilant. And to reinforce that, we've started to see a real emphasis from those same experts practicing what they're preaching.
How so?
So the first example that really stuck out was last Friday. Dr. Marjorie Bessel, she's the chief clinical officer at Banner Health, and she hosted a press conference to talk about some of the hospital struggles. She wore a mask when she walked into the room of the press conference. She carefully took off the mask when she was at a desk that was a safe distance from all the reporters and cameras in the room. She put that mask on a napkin or some kind of tissue, and then she explained why it's so important for her to wear that mask, as she put it, exquisitely.
So it is important for us as leaders to lead by example, which is what I am doing here with you and for the citizens of Arizona today. I'm also attempting to educate you about how you wear a mask appropriately and how you wash your hands. The more of us that do that, the better that message will cascade down to the communities that we serve.
Does it seem, Ben, as though her message is resonating with other officials, maybe even some of the elected variety?
Other health leaders for sure are picking up on it. Maricopa County just this week announced they would start to require county employees to wear masks when they're unable to keep that safe distance. The city of Phoenix announced the same policy last night. Just this morning, ASU President Michael Crow even announced that they're going to require, not recommend, masks on campus. And when Maricopa County made its announcement, they too had this show of force. All the officials that spoke at the press conference that day, they wore masks up to the podium, they cleaned their hands with hand sanitizer and wiped down the podium when they took turns speaking. They were diligent, they were trying to set an example for Arizona.
Yeah, but Governor Ducey, as we heard on the newscap there, has faced criticism for not doing that. The governor is rarely seen with a mask, certainly never at press conferences. How does Ducey explain it?
Yeah, Ducey hasn't even mentioned wearing masks at press conferences, not this week, the previous 2 weeks. And even when he was encouraging Arizonans to behave safely, masks just never came up. The state's health director, Dr. Kara Crist, she's mentioned it a few times, but she too isn't seen wearing one at those pressers or when she's pictured with the governor. We finally did get some answers from Ducey about masks yesterday. He said he's pro-mask, so to speak, and that he does wear one sometimes. He cited trips to the grocery store and Walgreens. Kara Crist actually gave me a little bit more of a nuanced explanation the other day. She said there are some people that you're always so close to. In this case, she and the governor work pretty close together, that there's not a need for a mask in that situation.
I do wear a mask when I'm in public and can't physically distance from those that are already close contacts to me. And so multiple partners have seen me wear masks. I wear them around the office. We do think that that's an important prevention message.
So will Governor Ducey be hopping on the mask bandwagon anytime soon? We'll be seeing him out wearing one?
I doubt we're going to see him wear one, especially to press conferences or maybe in those pictures of himself that he's tweeting. But I am told the state is trying to launch a mask awareness campaign, perhaps as soon as next week. Some health experts have also called on the governor to order Arizonans to wear one. Right now, it's just a recommendation. But when asked about that, Ducey has always preferred just to praise the state's residents for their good behavior, even as those health experts warn there's plenty of people who aren't behaving well enough.
All right. That is KJZZ's Ben Giles. Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you.